Again, may God bless us as we consider His Word together today. It has been an exciting weekend at Hope as we have had the opportunity here to give thanks to God for the gift of those who confirmed their faith yesterday. Seven of our eighth graders who said, "These gifts that God has given me in making me His child, I claim those gifts as my own. I acknowledge and believe and trust what God has done in my life, and I want to walk as a child of God all the days of my life." I would encourage you to keep them in your prayers. Take a look at the banner. Remember those names. Keep them in your prayers today, this week, and all the weeks to come. And as you see these young men and women, as you interact with them, be a blessing to them. Encourage them. Get them connected and involved, perhaps. If you're engaged in a part of our ministry, help them also to become connected, that we might be built up together as the body of Christ. Today we have the opportunity to focus on the gospel reading from John chapter 15. Jesus' words to his disciples on the night before he goes to the cross for us. And he uses this imagery, which is easy to understand, I believe. Even if you don't have a farming or horticultural background, even if you don't have vineyards to, you know, create your own wine, I think you can still latch on to this imagery of Jesus saying, "I am the vine. You are the branches." The vine is the source of life. The vine carries the proper water and nutrients to the branches so that fruit can be created. In fact, it is the vine that gives life to the branches in the first place. It's the vine that sends the branches forth. Jesus is that vine. We are his branches. He is the source of all life and strength. His blessings flow to us. One, to bring us to life, and then to cause our lives to be fruitful, to abound for the good of those around us. So as we begin thinking about this passage from John 15, I want to start with some basic good news that is really assumed in the words of Jesus, but I don't want to overlook it today because it is really good news. When Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches," the assumption is that his disciples are connected to him. That's the first good news today, is that you are connected. You are connected to Jesus. The question is, how do you know that for sure? How can you say that with confidence? How can I say with confidence, "I'm connected to Jesus"? Do you look inside of yourself at your thoughts, your motivations, your actions? What do you look to find that confidence in saying, "I'm connected to Jesus"? Well, the beautiful news is that because God wants you to be confident of his choosing of you, he makes a promise to you that comes from the outside. In fact, it's a promise that is so public and obvious that the people around you can see it. You want to know what that promise is? "You got wet. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." How do you know that you're connected to Jesus? It's the gift of baptism. In fact, that's what we hear in God's word. In baptism, God buries us with Christ, joins us to him in his death and in his resurrection. Paul will say, Romans chapter 6, "You were buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." Surely as you got wet in the triune name, you have been chosen by God. Your sin is forgiven. You have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. You are a child of God. And the function of faith is to believe the promise. So trust what God has done in your life and rejoice that you have been connected to Jesus. Moreover, when you go through difficulty in life, don't doubt that connection, but know that God is working. In fact, that's what Jesus is going to say in John 15, verse 2. He says, "Every branch that does bear fruit, he," God, the vine dresser, "prunes so that it will be even more fruitful." That word prunes can also mean cleans, And the very next sentence that Jesus will say is, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. The word for clean and the word for prune, if you've read it in Greek, it's the same word. Okay? So it's this word that God is working in our life, this action that God is doing of cleaning us, of pruning us, of making us more and more like he wants us to be. And that work is often done by means of difficulty that we face. You might be tempted in a difficult moment in life, when you've perhaps gone through a health difficulty, or lost a job, or have experienced difficulty in your family, to ask the question, God, where are you? God, don't you love me? But God's word here says that in those moments of difficulty, he's actually like bringing us closer to himself. The action of pruning, when you're talking about a vine or a tree, is that action of cutting off those things that are taking away from the productivity of the tree. Shoots, branches that are not producing fruit, but they're sapping the energy of the plant. Those things get cut off so that the fruitful branches can be even more effective, even more productive. And this is a picture of what God desires for your life as his child. So he'll put you through something where perhaps you are shown ways in which you've been distracted, in which you are shown ways in which your life has deviated from God's design for you. And he'll expose those things. And in exposing those things, he'll make life a little bit painful for you at times. There's another word in the Bible that gets used in other places to talk about the same kind of work. Here, Jesus is talking about pruning or cleaning. In other places in the Bible, the word is discipline. How many of you enjoy the word discipline? I had one kid raise his hand at 8 o'clock, and I know he was lying. All right? All right? No one enjoys discipline. In fact, the Bible even says that. Paul will say, no discipline seems pleasant in the time. None of us enjoy discipline. But then Paul will go on to say, but it yields a harvest of righteousness to those who have been trained in it. That God uses a discipline, uses difficulty in our life, uses moments where we are exposed and where we come to realize, oh yeah, I've been distracted. Oh yeah, this pattern of believing or thinking is not accurate, it's not helpful, it's not helping me grow closer to God, it's not helping me to fix my eyes on Jesus. And he begins to show us those things so that he might root them out of our lives and prune us and bring us to greater maturity in Jesus so that our lives might look more like his. So if you've gone through those difficulties, take heart. God has not abandoned you. He has not disconnected you from the vine. In fact, he is working to strengthen the connection that he has created between you and Jesus. So we begin by rejoicing that we are connected to the vine. Now, that being true, we say, how then shall we live? What is Jesus telling us to do in this passage? Some might believe that what Jesus is telling us to do in this passage is to go out and bear fruit. But that's not exactly how the passage reads. The bearing fruit part is not the imperative of the passage. The imperative of the passage is Jesus saying, abide in me. Or depending on your Bible translation, remain in me. Abide in me. Remain in me. So what's Jesus telling his disciples to do? Don't focus so much on the fruit. Focus on me. Put your eyes on me. Do you remember Peter on the water walking out to Jesus? When was he doing all right? When his eyes were fixed on Jesus. When he was paying attention to Jesus and the work of Jesus in his life. When he was believing in the power of Jesus. When did he begin to falter and sink? When he started paying attention to everything else around him and he took his eyes and his attention off of Jesus. This is what Jesus says in John 15, remain in me, abide in me, and you will bear much fruit. Put your eyes, your heart, your attention on me. I'll take care of the business of producing fruit in your life. So we stay connected to Jesus. We abide in him through the means that he has given, that we might have a strong connection as we hear his word, the word that you heard at the beginning of the service today, that your sin is forgiven. It strengthens the connection that we have in him. As we gather and hear his word together, the readings that we've heard, we sing the songs which reinforce the faith that is ours in Jesus. The connection is strengthened in him. We gather around this altar and receive this gift, our Savior's true body and blood given and shed for us. And the connection with Jesus is strengthened. Jesus says, abide in me. Abide in me to stay alive. Because every branch that does not remain in me is like a branch that falls to the ground and withers. And those no longer become good for anything except they're just gathered up and thrown into the fire pit. That's not God's intention for your life. God wants you to remain connected, alive, so that your lives might also bear fruit. The love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, faithfulness, self-control that the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. Jesus will say, I am the vine, you are the branches, he who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. And then later in verse 8, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit. And so prove to be my disciples. As we remain connected to Jesus, our lives will be fruitful. So what does that mean? It means that people will see his love through you. It means that God will work through you to show others how amazing Jesus really is. Now, does that sound like a daunting task? I would say yes. In and of ourselves, are we able to carry it out? The answer is no. But we are not in and of ourselves. We are connected. That's the whole point of Jesus' language in this passage. The power to love other people well and to show them Jesus doesn't come from you. It comes from the vine. It comes from Jesus. When you don't think you can do it, God is ready to demonstrate that he can. Branches don't bear fruit because they're great branches. Branches bear fruit because they're connected to a strong and good vine. We're here to hear God's word and to celebrate not that God has made us a bunch of awesome people, but that he's made us Christians, sons and daughters of God, joined and connected to Jesus. Our lives overflow in blessings for others, not primarily because we are so faithful, but because he is faithful. And he will continue to be faithful to you all the days of your life as you place your trust in Jesus, in the vine. So today we live in good news. Good news that we are connected to Jesus. And the overflow of that good news is that we are then connected to one another as well. We're a family. We're a community of faith. I pray that God would bless us to strengthen and encourage one another to stay connected to Jesus. He is faithful. And in him, our lives will be fruitful and God will be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds today and always in Christ Jesus, our strong vine. Amen.